Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Dr. Frank Mittlerner talking greenhouse gases and livestock in just a moment.
Cattle producers, there's no need to take chances on poor performance with your stockers on wheat pasture. Try Sweetlix Rumensin blocks today. These convenient blocks deliver Rumensin for growth promotion and high-quality nutrition all in one package. For just pennies per head per day, stockers with Rumensin Advantage can achieve 20 pounds or more per head of additional selling weight during a 100-day grazing period. Where else can you get that kind of return on investment? Stop in to see your nearest Sweetlix supplier today. Always read and follow label directions.
Your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, January 24th, broadcast live from Fort Worth on Dish Network Satellite Channel 998 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Video auction started at 8 a.m. Central Time, 21,000 head to be offered, 7,100 yearling steers, 2,700 yearling heifers, 10,500 weaned calves. If you'd like to know the estimated time a lot will sell or to preview the video, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call Superior at 1-800-422-2117. Dr. Frank Mittlerner is one of the top experts in the world when it comes to greenhouse gas emissions and animal agriculture. He's a professor at the University of California, Davis. Friend and fellow farm broadcaster Ken Root, who originally from Oklahoma, now broadcasting in Iowa, talked to Dr. Mittlerner, and he says it's important to understand that here in the United States, we don't have a greenhouse gas emission problem with our animal agriculture. When people start talking about greenhouse gas emissions and animal agriculture, they're really talking about the global numbers.
You have to separate global from national. For example, globally, livestock contributes to about 14.5% of all greenhouse gases. And these are gases such as CO2 and methane and the third one called nitrous oxide. So 14.5% globally. In the United States, all of livestock contributes about 3.9%. The vast majority of greenhouse gases in the country that comes from the use of fossil fuel. About two-thirds of all greenhouse gases in the United States comes from fossil fuel and about not quite 4% from livestock.
And Dr. Mittlerner says the job that U.S. producers have done in reducing the footprint of greenhouse gases is astounding.
I think that we have done an unbelievable job in maintaining or even improving performance of our animals while at the same time shrinking herds. We have never had fewer livestock than we have today. So, for example, on the dairy side, back in 1950, we used to have 25 million dairy cows. Today, we have 9 million dairy cows. But with the 9 versus 25, we are producing 60% more milk now. So that means the carbon footprint of a glass of milk has shrunk by two-thirds. And the same is true for beef. The same is true for pork. The same is true for poultry. We have an unprecedented improvement in efficiencies that directly correlates with environmental impact. Let me just give you one more interesting tidbit. I just told you that we have 9 million dairy cows. What most people don't know is we have 9.5 million horses. We have more horses today, and as you know, they are companion animals. We have more horses today than we have dairy cows. And that's just another testament of how efficient we have become, and that has had a profound impact on our environmental performance.
Dr. Mittlerner says if a cattle producer who's having a conversation about greenhouse gas emissions with somebody who does not understand animal agriculture, one thing you should not do is
use as an argument that they do not in general believe in climate change, and even if climate change were taking place, livestock has nothing to do with it. Livestock does have something to do with it, even though it's not very much, but it's something. And there are many people now who think that it's major. So we now have to have a discussion with those people who claim that the impact is tremendous. A recent report claims that animal-based foods are one of the worst environmental dangers that humankind is facing today. So I would not recommend refuting it altogether. I would say, well, yeah, we're owning it. We are understanding that we have a responsibility, like most everybody else in the country. Any activity that we as humans engage in produces some kind of greenhouse gas, okay, no matter what we do.
But there are differences in greenhouse gases, and we'll pick that up next time with Dr. Mittlerner. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's Oklahoma's oldest annual production sale, Saturday, February 2nd at 12:30 at Mester Ranch near Slapout, Oklahoma. This sale will feature 150 service-age Hereford and Angus bulls and 75 bred Angus and Hereford heifers. To view an online catalog and videos, go to www.dvauction.com or call 580-552-1555. The Mester Ranch annual production sale, Saturday, February 12th at the ranch, 6 miles south and 11 miles west of Laverne, Oklahoma.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.